extraterrestrial and Earth aliens. Is there more to the world and life than we know? If you consider how limited humans are in sight, hearing and maybe dimensional awareness and brain capability, we begin to notice the fact things could be going on we are completely unaware of. Think about this, there could be extraterrestrial life out there who have one or more of these abilities we don't have. There might also be extraterrestrial life which has less abilities than us. They could have no sight or hearing and use other facilities. Some of those science fiction movies, especially the older ones, sometimes portray extraterrestrials as having more abilities than we do. Sometimes they look like intelligent octopi and other times like intelligent insects or some other creature. Much of the time they have the ability for thought transfer. Why is it so many aliens are pictured in the movies as having telepathic ability? I think it might be it makes the movie more exotic. You have to wonder if there are extraterrestrials who see these old movies who get a laugh out of it. Could there be extraterrestrials which might seem to have superpowers? There is talk about interdimensional beings visiting the Earth. This begs the question, if this is true, are there aliens who can see us and can operate in our lower dimension who we can't detect because they come from a higher plane of existence? It would be a scary thought if this was true because we would be helpless against them. Then there are the others, the so-called time travelers who seem to pop up every month. I don't give much credit to that, but there was the landing at Rendlesham Forest which involved the United States Air Force which was said to come from the future. I don't know what to make of that one. A series of zeros and ones were transmitted to one of the airmen who touched the vehicle and he was able to remember them and wrote down many pages with the numbers. They were binary code and part of the message when translated to English indicated the craft was from the future. I am beginning to think there is going to be much aquatic life found on other planets because a lot of water is being found. There could be a lot of intelligent life that lives in a water world. Oceans have been said to be much more stable than atmospheres. Then too, we don't know everything that lives in our own oceans. There has been some thought that there could be intelligent beings living in our oceans and we don't know it. Some have said they believe the UAPs coming out of the water are piloted by beings who live in our oceans and are native to this planet. If we look at the world of fish, we find one no one would suspect is a mainline predator. It is the bluefin tuna. It has been described as being as big as a polar bear, able to swim over 40 miles per hour and swallow its prey whole. On top of this, it is one of the few warm-blooded fish. Could there be something akin to this in an alien ocean which is intelligent? It has also been suggested we have other creatures which are native to Earth and they are intelligent. I am talking about the lizard people who have been seen a few times in different deep caves. In Vietnam there is a cave in Quang Binh province named Sun Dung Cave and what makes it interesting is the fact it is the deepest cave in the world found so far. It contains its own ecosystem with ancient forests and a river, but even more interesting is the fact the locals have reported seeing lizard men walking in the cave. Is this proof there are more than humans inhabiting this planet? We tend to think of extraterrestrials being more like us than not. That is having two legs, two arms, a body and a head. Indeed, some of them might have these attributes but many may not. I can't help but think about the Russian cosmonauts who were aboard a Soviet space station. There was a crew of three. As they looked out a window, they all saw three giant plasma beings they called angels. They reported this and the Soviets sent up three more cosmonauts and they also saw these aliens. It is hard to argue with all these qualified witnesses about what they saw. Speculating on what extraterrestrials might look like is a game some of us play, but we really have no way of knowing if we never had any contact with them. There is plenty of testimony about the greys, small, skinny beings with big heads and large black eyes, but the fact is many believe they are some sort of robot and base this on their lack of emotions. Some witnesses talk about seeing extraterrestrials who look like giant praying mantises. It would be very interesting to me to find out there were aliens who seem to be related to insects. I say this because some insects have incredible powers. Take the ant, for example. It can lift 30 times its weight. That is nothing to a dung beetle, which can lift 1,141 times its weight. Want to be as strong as a dung beetle? All a 150-pound person has to do is pull 85 tons. This brings me to all those incredibly heavy stones which were used by the ancients in construction. We all wonder how they possibly could have moved and lifted them when we are not capable of doing that today. Maybe there were extraterrestrials who actually were able to lift them, and possibly they were from the insect world. There has been stories about beings who were just pure thought. I remember when just a couple of years ago there was an idea there could be life in the clouds of Venus. If there was there any chance of it being intelligent? If it was, I assume it would have to be very light to float in the clouds. It might be those plasma aliens the Russians saw, or even balls of just plain thought. On the other hand, could there be life which is intelligent but only the size of a microbe? If life wasn't built the same way we are, and didn't have all that water we have and maybe nowhere as much empty space in their building blocks, maybe a lot more could be packed into a very tiny package.